Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Ever feel like your home is more of a pressure cooker than a sanctuary? You know that feeling when you walk through the door after a long day and just want to melt into a puddle of stress because everything's just cluttered and chaotic. We've all been there. But guess what? The good news is, our living space can be a powerful tool for managing stress and cultivating inner peace. Think about it, your home is your personal haven, your refuge from the world. So why not make it a place that truly nourishes your mind and soul? Today, we're diving into 5 key mindset shifts to help you create a peaceful living space that supports your mental well-being. First up, let's talk about minimalism. I know, some people think minimalism means living in a white cube with nothing but a yoga mat and a single houseplant. But trust me, it's not about deprivation. It's about intentionality. It's about surrounding yourself with things that bring you joy, spark creativity, or hold sentimental value and letting go of anything that just clutters up your space and weighs you down. Imagine this. You walk into a room where everything has its place, where there's a sense of calm and order. That's the power of minimalism. Next, let's talk about decluttering with purpose. We've all got that pile of stuff we keep meaning to get rid of, clothes that don't fit, books we've already read, or random knickknacks from who knows where. But holding on to these things often just creates mental clutter, weighing us down even when we can't see it. Think about each item you're considering letting go of. Does it serve a purpose in your life? Does it bring you joy? If the answer is no, it might be time to say goodbye. Remember, decluttering isn't just about making space physically, it's about creating mental clarity and reducing stress. Now, let's talk about incorporating nature into your living space. Ever notice how being in nature makes you feel calmer, more centered? Well, you can bring the same feelings of peace and tranquility into your home by incorporating natural elements. Think houseplants, they not only purify the air, but also add a touch of greenery that instantly brightens up a room. Natural materials like wood, stone, or bamboo can also create a sense of warmth and grounding. And speaking of warmth and grounding, let's talk about scent. Have you ever walked into a room and been instantly transported by a certain smell? That's the power of aromatherapy. Certain scents, like lavender, chamomile, or sandalwood, have calming effects that can help reduce stress and anxiety. Try using essential oil diffusers, candles, or even potpourri to create a relaxing atmosphere in your home. Finally, let's talk about intentionality. When you're creating a peaceful living space, it's important to bring intention to every aspect of it, from the colors you choose to the furniture you select. Think about what brings you joy and peace. Do you gravitate towards common blues or warm neutrals? Do you prefer minimalist furniture or cozy, inviting pieces? Make choices that reflect your personality and create a space that truly feels like yours. Now, let me tell you a story. I was talking to this friend the other day who's been feeling super stressed lately. You know, the kind of stress that just seems to follow you around wherever you go. He told me his apartment felt more like a pressure cooker than a home. It was cluttered, noisy, and there was just no sense of calm. So what did he do? He decided to apply some of these principles we've talked about today. He started by decluttering his space, getting rid of anything that didn't serve him. Then, he added some houseplants and calming scents like lavender to create a more relaxing atmosphere. And you know what? He told me it made a world of difference. He felt calmer, more centered, and less overwhelmed. See, creating a peaceful living space isn't just about aesthetics, it's about cultivating an environment that supports your mental well-being. It's about making conscious choices that bring you joy, peace, and tranquility. So remember, friends, your home should be your haven. A place where you can relax, recharge, and find yourself again. Take some time today to apply these mindset shifts to clutter, bring in nature, choose common sense, and infuse intention into every corner of your space. Ready to take action? Share your thoughts on this episode with me. Tag me on social media or leave a review. Let's keep the conversation going and build a community of peacemakers together. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep chasing that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.